Leafs and Nashville taking on the Preds tonight. Let's head down there now. You can watch it on TSN 4, hear it on TSN Radio. Joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. You ever watch the American Gladiators?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Unreal.
They used to pummel the contestants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when they were on, like, the balancing beam, and they had, the jousting.
Yeah.
There would be the odd creepazoid that would get in there and do some damage, though.
Yeah. Some guys would win. You'd have to have some people winning every once in a while.
I liked when they had the tennis ball cannon, and they would just be...
They'd be trying to go and hide behind the little barriers
the
type
little
thing.
The obstacles.
You just get
CTE. Dan,
you might have been good at that.
Well, you always think so, right?
No, but I mean, like, you made a spectacular play on
true. Marty Biron, yeah. If there's anything, if you have to catch anything in the breadbasket that's being shot at me, that's my specialty.
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to be hit, but you got hit.
I got hit. But
well,
I
don't think you were... I don't think you were supposed to be cranking the speed up either.
No.
Which
they're good memories, though, aren't they? And listen, when no one's getting traded, we got to fill the space.
Yeah.
There it
Just
is.
Ask Duffy.
What was the plan that, like, you didn't know it was coming, and then Marty,
the t-shirt gun was in there, ha ha ha, let's shoot the t-shirt gun. And then someone gave it to Marty and cranked up the pressure, because I think they were sort of like rainbows coming out, and they wanted them to be a little bit firmer of a shot. So they cranked up the pressure, didn't tell Marty, and he was like, "Hey, Jen," and shot it, thinking it was going to be a rainbow.
Look at this.
Look at this. This and that. It got me. But you know what?
It was only on national TV. Yeah, you got it. You're a team player, Hedge.
Thank you.
Yeah, you might have had to blame the host for that one, but maybe not.
No.
He might have been like,
you know what? I think it might have been Duffy. He was the one working the...
It was him.
Yeah.
You know it.
And he's a knucklehead. He doesn't know what he's doing anyway. Yeah. So
if you hit the deck, he would have literally dragged himself out of there like a snake. He'd be on the ground just like rolling out of the studio.
Nah, he just would have went and got the llamas and brought those in and went, "Hey, don't worry about that fire. Look at this fire over here."
Well, that's true. We're only a month away from that specialty television. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. Leafs back in action tonight, and you know we're biased, we're in the bubble up here, but I said earlier, and I don't think this is a hot take or anything, I can't imagine there's another team in the league with more pressure on them over the final 33 games than Toronto. I mean, can you think of anyone that's even, maybe the team they're playing tonight, but
I would say if Nashville was a more heated market, they would be right feeling it the same. I mean, maybe they do feel it, but you know, it's not like it's dominates the news scene here, but I would say for teams that have expectation that are climbing uphill, Nashville's probably got the biggest hill. I mean, they've been a mess. So I'm doing the research for the stuff for the game tonight, and like, so the last six road games, the Leafs have scored four goals or more. And then I read this, and I got to read it again, but in 14 of the last 15 home games, Nashville's got three goals or less. They never score. Matt Duchene and Ryan Johansson, they make $16 million between the two of them. They got a combined 20 goals, 10 goals each. Like they got nothing from them. Kyle Turris is on their fourth line. He makes $6 million. He can't score. Like they're in a bigger world of hurt than Toronto. Toronto, I don't know, guys, it feels like they're going to run off four or five games again. And I don't know. It just always feels like that. I don't, you know, whether it'll happen or not, we'll see. But it'll help getting Muzzin back. That pushes some guys down the lineup where they're probably better suited. And then, of course, to see what Freddie dials up here for the last 33, because he's going to probably have to play about 30 of them.
Ray, what do you know about Austin Matthews' wrist injury? This was a previously unreported injury before the All-Star break, and then he goes to the All-Star festivities.
Fired up the brace.
It said he's been dealing with this for a couple of weeks. Wasn't sure exactly, couldn't pinpoint when he got injured, but it's been hampering him. And he said he's still not 100% going into tonight, but will play. Did you know anything about this injury before the All-Star break? Is this something that everyone kind of knew but nobody talked about?
I never saw any sign of it, or maybe just taking a few less face-offs. I thought, Nylander's taking a few more draws. Maybe, maybe it's because Nylander's good on the draw, or, you know, it didn't really strike me as, oh, I bet he's got a wrist injury. He had that brace thing on today when he was walking around, and but he practiced yesterday, and man, I wish my wrist hurt like that when I was playing. I mean, what's he's got 18 goals in 19 games or something like that. Like, it's obviously not bothering him too much, but it was enough that he probably didn't need to be wandering around at the All-Star game and playing. But it didn't seem, I don't know. He just, okay, here it's sore. And I don't know if he was wearing that brace before, but
no one noticed probably, it if he was.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm assuming he's got some tendonitis or something in there, but it's obviously nothing that is, requiring more treatment, that's for sure.
Ray, you just mentioned that Nashville can't score. Do you think one thing that has to happen for the Leafs is the light needs to go off where they only need, it used to be a race to three, you generally won in the NHL. If they can just get three or four, you got a good chance to win. They don't need to try to score seven every night.
Oh, I think it's different than, or it should be different than when we play. Just your mindset that you're talking, because when we were up in a game 4-1 or something, all of us guys that had bonuses were like, we need to score because you're not making a whole heck of a lot, and that could mean a third of your salary in bonuses. The guys don't get bonuses anymore.
I understand that, but...
But my point is, shouldn't they get that?
I know.
Like, you don't have to score. Like, you know, if Austin Matthews gets 44 or 54 goals, he's still making $12 million or $11.5 million.
And I'm not talking about morphing into the 95 Devils in the third period, but just have some kind of understanding of what the heck's going on out there.
Well, that's why, like, I didn't have really any problem with Keith's comments about, you know, like that he was, you know, that it was an immature team or they played like an immature team, because they did. And really, they don't need to play like that. They can use their skill to play defense too. Now, they're not going to be like a great defensive team. That's not really the way they're built, but they can sure be better than that. Like, the number of goals they've given up this month is kind of shocking, really. Even when they were winning, they're just outscore everything.
Who do you blame for that, though? Is that the goalie or is that the defense?
Oh, it's. I think it's a bit of everything. Like, the goalie has, you know, Anderson's not been very good. Too many pucks hit kind of middle of the net on him right now. He's kind of lost it a little bit. The defense isn't good enough to start with. Then you take Riley and Muzzin out, and you're really going to have a problem. And then up front, it's, you know, I mean, those guys are going to have to help by the way they play. They can't turn the puck over so much. They can't take a risk. They don't, as O says, you don't have to try to score seven goals every night. You can sometimes go up there and there's no play. So just chip it in and or control the puck, bring it back and restart again, which is their style, and just be a little more aware. Because, man, this might be fine for a lot of the year, but it's not going to work in April like this, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that will probably tell us a lot about the team's recognition of the position they find themselves in. Like, it may not necessarily be tonight, but it better not be too late. You know, it better not be with the final 10 games to go where it's like, you got to run off 9 of 10. Now we're going to step up because we realize we're dealing with desperate measures here. I think the way you play, the way you perform, the way you show up. I mean, we haven't had that conversation in many years. And outside of every once in a while, but every team goes through it. But it seems like every week and a half to 2 weeks, we've been in here and we're like, they just decided not to play last night.
Yeah, like, and that. If you watch the quality veteran teams, that there's like a workmanlike attitude towards it. They've obviously got skill, they got everything else, but there's just an approach to it where it's not saying, "Hey, let's go out there and see what happens." Where sometimes that's what it looks like.
See, I think one of the bigger, a way I look at it anyway is, so like, St. Louis is, you know, they're right now the team that we all look at because they just won the cup, and Washington won the cup the year before. And what some of the things those teams learned was that you don't have your A game all the time. So they can win a B game. They can grind one out and just sort of, you know, kind of hang around and win the game and not play great, but they can win. And I don't know that the Leafs do that a lot because of the way that they're built. You know, like Washington and St. Louis, they're going to be able to win those because they're huge for the most part, and then they lean on you. And Toronto isn't built that way, and they don't play that way. So if they don't have their A game, are they going to be able to win a B game, which is – really what happens a lot in the regular season when you play so much. In the playoffs, you're just trying to play better than the guy across from you for that series. But in the season, you know, you're bouncing around. You're playing game to game against a new team. Somebody might be rested. You might not be, whatever it is. And there's nights you just, you know, you look down at your legs and you're like, come on, legs, get moving, and they don't got anything for you. And you've got to figure out a better way to play. They seem to get caved in on those nights.
Ray, both these teams are in similar situations heading down the stretch. They're both outside the playoff picture, looking to get into it. This is a pretty big game for both teams. Do you find coming off a bye week, it's easier to get up for a game when you've been off for a week, or it's harder to get up for a game?
Easy to play, or easy to be excited about it, because you haven't done anything really for a week, and you're, oh yeah, I can't wait to get back. This is going to be great. We were talking to a couple guys on both teams today, and they all said the same thing. They know no matter what they've done over the break, the first period's going to be really hard. Mm-hmm. Like you're just, your legs aren't quite there. The puck's going to feel like it's coming too fast for you. I would suspect there'll be some bobbles around, but that's going to be the same for everybody. I think now too, like, as I remember anyway, is like once you get past the All-Star break, things happen super fast. Like pretty soon you're into the number of games left and it's in the 20s. And that feels like there's nothing left. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's looking at, oh boy, we're 3 weeks away from the deadline. And everybody thinks everybody thinks their team's going to be involved somehow. So it gets, there's just like everything ramps up month by month. But once you get into the 20s and then the trade deadline, it feels like the season is just, it's over.
Yeah, we're almost through January. I mean, it's moving.
It's
going
to go by
quickly.
Real fast.
Yep, and they're like it's an opportunity for both these teams tonight to make everything completely irrelevant. Like prior to, if you get in, right? Like if you get in, then you completely reset. You completely restart. No one's going to care about what you did. Game 52 against Chicago or whatever.
Well, who wants to start after the break? Who wants to start with a stinker? Because then if those bad vibes are coming back in, and then you're thinking, maybe we're not that good. Like, maybe we do stink.
Yeah.
Like, this is a huge game.
Three-point game, baby. Three-point game.
And this used to be a murder place to play, you know, in the last few years.
Oh, God.
And right now, it doesn't. I mean, as I said, they never score. So if Toronto can come in and put a decent game behind the puck, like on the defensive side, I think they got a really good chance tonight. And of course, you know, then you go into Dallas, and Dallas doesn't give up any goals. They don't score either, but they don't score or they don't give up anything. So this will be a pretty good test for Toronto out of off the hop here, out of the break.
Absolutely. Leafs in Nashville tonight. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Watch it on TSN 4. Ray will have the call. Enjoy it tonight, buddy. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5.
You betcha. Talk to you then, guys.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They will pay your holiday bills up to $1,000 when you lease or finance a new in-stock vehicle in January. Visit MapleToyota.com.